Hello, everyone. My name is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, and I am thrilled to announce my new podcast on the HopeCast Network, Blocks of Laughs, where I will be chatting with comedians, restaurateurs, and everyone in the entertainment industry about comedy, pop culture, and of course, a little bit of food. You can follow Locks of Laughs on Instagram at Locks of Laughs Podcast. And Locks of Laughs will be available on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you listen to podcasts. So like, follow, subscribe, and I cannot wait to nosh with you. Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, work advice for me, and of course, movie torture, aka I am the queen of the HopeCast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the HopeCast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch your podcasts. This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Movie Torture, where we watch bad movies so you don't have to. With us always is the GOAT of podcasting, Mr. Brad Lowe. We have Queen Bee of the HopeCast Network, Ashley. And we have our one-liner who will make you question your life, Troy, always with us on the podcast. And myself, Jacob. Join us as we get the luxury of reviewing 978 Evil. What's up, everybody?
976
Evil.
I don't want them called the number, okay?
And he doesn't believe in number.
MTD is not here yet. He's rushing home from visiting someone.
Can I just say something? The intro to that, only Brad got a last name. You didn't even give yourself a last name, let alone me.
That's true, because he's the GOAT.
He is. But why,
you know, I don't even, I'm going to let you on a little secret. I don't even think about it. I just do it on the fly, what comes to the mind, and that's what I go with.
It's not a secret.
I'm not really a GOAT when my own dad ranks me, like, dead last in the movie torture ranking.
That's true.
I'm number one in your dad's mind, right? Am I number one?
I don't know. I think that's Hannah.
Definitely Hannah. Hannah will never drop that Hannah. Spot.
Where am I?
Yeah, I think it's Hannah.
You're like number 47th.
You're unranked at this point. You're ranked right beneath Gary. Ashley, the way you get my dad's attention is dye your hair blonde. That'll help.
And I thought he loves me. I thought he loves me.
He does love you.
I was a blonde once. I looked horrible. I was actually blonde twice, and both times I looked terrible. Blondes do not have more fun. Let me tell you. We're depressed.
Yeah,
now that I'm back to being a brunette, I'm a little bit happier.
But it's okay. The blondes seem to win a lot because we have a local pageant here in our town, and I had a list of the ladies. And at work, we all picked two that we thought were going to win, and we had some action on this. Okay. And I was like, I don't even know why we're doing this. These two blondes right here are going to win it, and both those two blondes won both the princess and the queen.
They did.
Right there.
Not a shot.
I picked a chubby girl, and I thought maybe they're woke, and they'll go, let's give it to the chubby girl.
Okay.
And they didn't. She won most talented. And once she won most talented, I was like, yeah, she ain't winning best overall. That's not happening.
Well, yeah, because you can't win, both.
I don't know. Can you? Can you sweep the floor?
Know.
Jacob, can you?
I don't know why you're deferring to me on this question.
They should let us judge the Miss Hutchinson pageant next year.
Here's a crazy pageant. This happened a few years ago to my niece. They had a pageant in their small town, and they crowned this girl the queen. But then a guy went on a rant. I had this epiphany that a message was given to him that it shouldn't just be this one girl. So they crowned her the winner, made her dreams because she was a senior as her last year. And then they said, everyone's a queen, and they gave them all crowns. So they
basically took it from her and then made everybody. So I asked my niece, I'm like, do you feel like a winner? She's like, no, this is stupid. She was so upset. But hey,
I'll be honest with you, Jacob. I didn't follow that story at all.
What did you say, Jacob? I'm sorry.
I was listening.
NTD.
I was zoned out. I swear to God. I'm sorry.
NTD claims. Oh, what? What were you
going to
say?
So basically, they crowned the queen.
Okay.
And then the guy who crowned her queen said, we're not done yet. I had this epiphany in a dream last night that was given to me. So he made all the girls queens. So they brought out like six more crowns and sashes.
That makes me sad because.
Yeah, like, it was. So my niece, I asked her, I said, do you feel like a winner? She's like, no, this is stupid.
It's like a participation trophy. That's not why you get into that.
So this is what happened. Ashley. This is MTD giving you the crown. Ashley, you're the queen. But hold my beer. We're giving it to every chick on movie torture.
No.
Do not think you're special. Hannah's getting it too. And Laura. And Gary, because he identifies as a woman. And possibly Troy.
Excuse me, MTD just said she is the queen. Let's show that on the stream right there.
MTD, she said she's above Hannah in your eyes.
No, and we excuse me, I didn't say above Hannah. I don't know Hannah. But I did say that I'm MTD's favorite, and he says case closed.
So. I told her MTD, she could have blonde, and she might win.
MTD, where do I rank?
I'm actually intrigued to.
Troy asked that question. Troy. MTD just signed off the podcast.
Oh.
Yep. Am so I you're saying there's a chance?
There's a chance. I was just going to do that, Brad.
So
I'm just going to say that.
For me. Is my video slow for everybody else?
Yeah, it's a little slow. We're seeing, it looks kind of like a kung fu movie.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Like a Godzilla movie.
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you.
I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry.
We can hear you.
Okay. Ashley, we like to play a game, and we're gonna rock this game out now.
Okay.
It's basically me, Troy. What? You get your pad ready, Troy.
Yep.
Jacob and MTD, but you're going to play along with us. But at the end of the year, between us dudes, he said what's important is we can see her. Between us dudes, the winner gets paid by the others $20, and they get to get a cameo with that money and talk smack with one of the people from Cameo, one of the actors, or whoever they choose.
Okay.
Within the budget.
Okay.
I am not even close to winning at this moment.
So what's the game, though?
I'm going to name a movie, and we have to pick what the IMDb rating is. Closest to the rating wins a point. If you go over, you lose. So that's it's like Price is Right.
Yeah, that's really hard. I don't think we'll be able to.
It's a guessing game.
Okay. Like rating, like percentage out of 100 or
no out of 10. You know, IMDb ranks out of 10, right?
7 or a 5.5.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, I want to look up my rating on IMDb.
If I can do it, you can do it, Ashley, okay? And I'm kind of retarded.
Okay. Well, I don't know if we can say the R word, Troy. I don't know. Yeah, you might want to. First movie. 19.
I can't even find my rating.
1985's St. Elmo's Fire.
Never
Joel
heard of
Schumacher's
it.
1985 coming-of-age drama starring Rob Lowe, Demi Moore, Andrew McCarthy, and most of the Breakfast Club. What are we going with?
6.8.
Type it in the chat, Ashley.
Okay, I'm going
to... Are we all going to type it?
6.3. I'm going to go 6.1.
Let me...
No, I think you guys are too low. I'm going to go 7.2, but I also think that's too low. But let's see, because people love
that. What'd you go, Troy?
Oh, I got to find the chat here. Let me just type in mine. 6.1.
You don't know where the chat is, Troy?
I found it.
I'm trying to find my reading and I can't. How do I find my own reading?
Drum roll.
Yeah.
6.4.
Brad
MTD takes the
MTD.
No, MTD takes the point.
Was the closest. MTD was the closest.
Okay. Next movie. We're gonna do 4. Next movie. Oh, this was one of my favorites. Oh my gosh. Iron Eagle from 1986.
Never heard
it
of
it. It came out a few months before Top Gun, but it's a military movie. Iron Eagle spawned Iron Eagle 2, Iron Eagle 3. What are we going with here?
You guys, something's going on with my computer.
Iron Eagles are good. They're good movies.
I've never heard of it.
Jacob went 5-5, go 6.1.
I did 4-8.
Okay, I did 6-1. Okay, ready? Wait, one-liner did 6-5? Wow.
No, I did.
Let me see.
That was the last one.
What'd you do?
I did 6-3. What'd you do? 6-3.
Okay.
6.3.
If you get it right on, do you get like triple the points?
We should make it that way.
Yeah, you got to make it something if you can get it.
Who did 4.8?
I did.
You win. It's 5.6. Wait, nice. No, Jacob.
No, I did 5.5. What is it? I'm thinking about points.
Jacob's close. Okay, last one. We're going to do one. Whatever. And then we'll get to this movie. That we
Jacob
do.
Got a point. Yay, Jacob.
Yes.
I never heard of it. Brad, sorry, I've never heard of this movie, so I don't even.
Okay, Over the Top. An arm wrestling movie starring Sylvester Stallone. A little movie torture trivia. We recorded a whole episode with Over the Top, but the sound quality was poor and it's never been released. From 1987.
Okay. If it's never been released, it's probably.
No, it's Over the Top's released. No, our episode never got released.
Oh,
yeah, our recording was bad. I'm going to go 6-1. I'm sticking with 6-1 tonight. MTV says 4.8. Jacob says 3-2. What'd you do, Ashley?
I did 4.7.
Okay. Last one.
Oh, my God. I can't hear anything. I think I have to hang on.
I think we lost Brad.
You
lost me.
Brad, not my fault.
It can't be me. What's the movie again?
This episode is turning out to be insane right now. We haven't even talked about the movie. Yeah, wait. So it's Brad. It's not me.
Brad is the goat is froze. So is they lost my Troy.
Wait, what?
He's gone.
Oh, he'll be back.
And
we need
died.
To know the score. Brad's been taken away.
Looks like I'm leader.
The love of technology. Yeah, no.
What? I can do this. I can do Brad's job.
I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm distracted. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with Riverside right now. I don't even
internet,
like.
Yeah, Riverside's running slow.
Yeah.
Do they have an app? Or
that's how we roll. Like
online.
It's all
poor
online.
Poor Brad. I feel like we should start this entire episode over. MTD said
that sounds like
Brad.
A lot of work.
No, it doesn't.
Bye, Brad.
Bye, Brad. Wait, so do individual actors get rated on IMDb? Because I'm trying to find...
They can.
I'm trying to find my rating, and I can't find anything.
Really?
Wait, you're in a movie?
Like, I'm in a few movies. I have
She's like a pretty big
roles.
Star. What are you talking about?
I have very
What movies
small
have you been in?
She's
roles.
Done major films with Nicolas Cage.
I had one line with him. It's not a major
okay.
film.
Stop I'm back.
I played his it waitress.
Was a huge I'm back. Movie that she was in with Nicolas Cage.
The movie
Cage.
Itself also was not huge.
Do you want to know the over the top? Did we get there?
No,
Am I better?
Yes,
we
you're
waited
good.
For you.
We were just discussing Ashley's major role in her film with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, she has a major role.
No, I do not. And the movie itself also was not major.
MTD wants to rate you, Ashley. That's crazy. I'm going to... Who got 4.8? Who did that one?
Wait, that's the previous one. I think you're thinking 4.7. No,
somebody did 4.8 right there.
I did.
And then you did 4.7.
But that was the
best one. Either way, you win. Yeah. It's 5.8. We all went over.
Wait.
I did 3-2.
I did.
I must be looking 5. At the 8. Wrong.
You're looking at the wrong one. So what is it? So what
I
is
don't
it?
Know. It's 5.8. I said 6.1, so I didn't win.
I guess 5.8.
Okay, then that's you, Troy.
Oh, so we
you
have
win.
To get exact. I thought it was like who
no,
gets
under,
closest.
Under or over. Doesn't
who's
matter.
Under? Who's closer? Yeah, under.
This is really difficult. I'm not going to lie.
Looks like I'm going to have Ashley do my cameo.
It'll be a good one. I hope you can afford me.
I'm I got two jobs.
Is my camera still good?
You're good. Mine's you're good. I'm still lagging. Do you see?
Okay, so
I think it's just Riverside in general right now.
Troy won. Okay, let's get into this movie.
Evil.
First off, did Ashley watch this movie?
I finished it like 30 minutes ago, and I gotta tell you, I still don't know what it was about. I just want to know why were movies that have absolute, like, what was the plot of this movie?
Like, are we talking Scream 4 right now, or are we talking nonsense?
Scream 4 had an epic plot, had an epic ending,
Ashley,
an epic middle.
Ashley, let me tell you, I watched The Clown in the Cornfield. I watched Clown. Jacob's watched The Clown in the Cornfield.
Oh, I actually want
to
watch that. Was that good?
I have not watched it yet, but I want to. I got to watch it.
It was better than Scream.
Yeah, but that doesn't...
Scream 4.
You can't... That's a brand new movie. You can't even, like, compare the two. Maybe it is better. I haven't seen it, but I love...
It's pretty good.
Yeah, okay. So, there you go. I love Scream 4.
We're going down the Scream 4. Let's... No Scream. Let's get back to 976 Evil.
Yes.
Which this movie is, it's got Evil Ed in it from Fright Night.
First of all, let's cover this. Hold on. Let's cover this. It does have a plot. It's about a nerdy kid who looks up to his cousin and he wants to be cool like his cousin. And he's going to go, you know, whatever way he has to go to make that happen.
He wasn't cool, first of all.
He was cool back then.
He had a motorcycle.
No. But the whole plot, like, nothing made sense. So, like, the bad kids are playing poker in the restroom of their school that's also graffitied everywhere. There's no teacher that, like, tends to the school ever except for the hot principal who somehow has a big moment in the end. But I didn't she had no, like, it's just so confusing.
Okay, first off, I gotta say, at the beginning, I thought the little cousin reminded me of Troy. And
yes,
Evil Ed.
I agree.
And I thought he was special needs at the beginning, because the mom was like, I mean, we have Tanya Haddix in this movie. Let's be real. That's Tanya Haddix, right?
100%.
That's 100% Tanya Haddix, man.
I felt bad for the kiddies. I just wanted to make sure they were okay.
Well, that house looked like it stunk so bad. I thought he was special needs. I don't understand. How big is this house? Because he's like talking to his cousin through a pipe, or he's scoping him out. It's weird. It's weird.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's 45 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the oldest looking teenage kid I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
He is so old.
All of them look older.
But this movie's directed by Freddy Krueger.
I know. That's what made me really sad, because I felt like Robert Englund, right? Is that it?
Yeah.
I felt like he's made such better horror. And this was like his directorial debut, right?
He hasn't directed much. But this is, Jacob, let's imagine what it was like on set with Robert Englund. Okay. Excuse me. Okay, we need more. 1, 2, buckle your shoes. this is not a Freddy Krueger. We need more blades. Let's get more scissors, more scissor hands. This is 976 Evil, Mr. England. What do you think?
When he turns evil, let's make his claws 9 inches long.
Oh, but yeah, also the turning evil part didn't make sense. Like, what? Like, none of it made sense.
You're right. Robert Englund, like, burn this movie looks like, let's make him a child molester. No, he's just a kid. That's what it is.
Well, apparently,
give him a sweater. He needs a sweater. Like,
he was doing the whole Peep and Tom thing when his cousin had his lady friend.
Oh my gosh.
Like a weirdo.
And apparently there was a scene where he assaulted the chick he killed, but they cut it out because it didn't make sense.
I'm glad they did. I don't like seeing that on TV. But, yeah. I mean, this guy was so weird. I mean, he was like, he takes the cake on creepiness. Mm-hmm.
It is the second movie we've now encountered where National Geographic was involved.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what was he looking at?
Ashley.
What do you think?
You're not a guy. That's the...
Was it National Geographic, or was it just like porno?
Yes. No, it's National Geographic.
But
it's
that's
like
they're
indigenous.
Nah, but you get indigenous nudity.
in it. You do.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, gosh.
Is National Geographic still around?
I don't know. Do they still make MTD? Do they still make National Geographic? I'll still subscribe to it.
I got to subscribe.
MTD season, I think so. So, this movie looks like it was filmed on a Samsung Galaxy from like 2000.
Seriously.
One. It's a terribly shot.
Wait, okay.
That would be actually good for them.
Keep talking. I have to get my charger because my husband's not listening to me from the other room. So keep talking.
Okay, we'll just keep talking. Yeah. Yeah, the show gets better when she goes in there. Okay, so a little bit more about Ashley. I'm kidding. What if we saw her do something really weird? What if she got really mad at Scott and then she like pulled a gun on him and it was all recorded? She's like, you're going to charge my...
We would have to quickly change the format of our podcast.
This would be on Dateline.
Crime.
Yeah. Yeah, what are the do's and don'ts?
I would be mad if this is on Dateline because they would have to play the scene where I'm like, it's indigenous nudity. They would have to play
that.
The
do's and don'ts. Hold on. What do you mean the do's and don'ts of this podcast? It's called family friendly.
I'm so embarrassed by my...
Am I not seeing a chat? Am I missing part of the chat here?
It's Riverside. It's going really slow for me also.
Oh, I'm embarrassed by my background, my backdrop, because normally I have like 1,000 pillows on my bed, but I didn't bother making the bed today because I was super lazy. So all you see are just 3. But usually I have so many.
Why is your husband nude behind you right now?
I don't know.
I wish.
Oh my goodness.
Troy, you gotta throttle the gay back.
I'm plugging in my computer, so hopefully that like...
MTD, can you take Troy to a boot camp? Can you give him a boot camp?
Conversion camp?
Oh my gosh. MTD, though, on a bright note, MTD visiting Minnesota most likely in August. So excited about that.
MTD, where are you? Like, where is MTD right now?
Oh yeah. He's held up in an igloo in Alaska.
Where is
he
really?
He's training that clown in the cornfield.
I really want to see that movie.
It's pretty good.
Watch that. Did you see it in theaters?
Is it scary?
No, I just watched it on... Let me share it with you. Let me share it with you on the Google Drive and you can watch it for free.
Sure. Yeah, you can do that.
I do it all the time.
How did you
share movies. Let me start sharing movies with you?
Yeah.
Okay. I just download them.
Yeah, that would be great. Can you do that for me?
Yeah, I got The Amateur. That new movie with the guy from Queen, the guy from iRobot. What's it called?
Rami Malek.
Yep. Got that one I hadn't watched yet.
I like him.
Friendship. I'm going to watch Friendship, but I'm waiting to watch it with Jacob.
I don't know. It has to be a comedy making fun of thrillers, right?
I don't know. I got to watch it though.
With Paul Rudd Rudd?
It looks great. And we watched Fight or Flight this weekend with Josh Hartnett.
Which was good. That was a good one.
Yeah. Max, me and Kristen watched it. And it's
what is
a lot
it about?
Of action. He's on an air. It's Bullet Train on an airplane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically.
They're all killers on the airplane. He's just got to kill everybody. Then they throw a weird sex trafficking thing in there.
Okay.
Oh. It's pretty good. It doesn't really have an ending, though. Just saying. No ending. It doesn't.
Why does Josh Hartnett keep doing these movies with like no actual ending? Isn't that the same thing that happened with that last movie he did with...
Yes, Trap. Yep. You did that. Trap, but this movie's way better than Trap, right, Jacob?
I would watch that movie. It was so just like didn't.
No, Trap was good at the beginning, and then it got dumb. If they would have ended it at the concert, Trap would have been a great movie.
Yeah, it was just a bad ending. Like it made no sense. It literally there was no twist.
We lost Brad again.
I see Brad. Brad.
He's back.
Is it?
Yeah, this recording is rough. I feel like we really should start.
Well, it'll just be audio. The audio should work.
Okay.
So, yeah. Josh Hartnett, Trapped. That was a terrible movie. I'm shocked to actually finish this movie, Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
I had her clocked in and making it like...
I
had you clocked about 15 minutes and you were going to turn it off.
I turned it off at 20 and then I came back to it and then turned it off at like 40, came back to it. Like it I was close to turning it off, but I felt bad. I was like, you know what? I got to finish this one. I got to do it because they're so used to me just like not finishing it because of how bad it is. And it is bad. Like there was no plot. There was no, I 18 minutes. I actually looked at the clock 18 minutes in. I was like, what is this? What is this movie?
The fish
about?
Scene was crazy with the fish falling out of the sky. And then they really never touched on why that happened.
Yeah,
but they never even talk about why it happened, or.
But or when they go, about, what about pushes? In the end where the possessed is it Michael? Is that his name? Whatever, yeah. Possessed Michael, werewolf possessed Michael is he cuts off the hand of the bully, but the bully's reaction is like, ah. Like he's okay. There's no like screaming bloody murder. It's all like he looks like he got a paper cut, not his entire hand was chopped off.
Yeah. The bathroom scene was weird too, where they came in. The bathroom was so disgusting. There is no way I would take a leak in that bathroom.
And it's a was that at the school or no? Where
yeah,
was
at the
that?
School. And yeah, I kept thinking, did the school district not have any like, can they not make these? Kids cannot punish kids and make them paint after school or something. Like,
yeah, those kids were
you're
like
catching
so
the disease
bad
if you go in that bathroom.
Oh, you're getting something in there for sure. And there's and why do these guys want to be so mean? They want to be so mean to this kid. I'm glad he cut him, but I want to get to the part where when they track down where the phone call is coming from, you meet the weird creepy dude, and you're like, this guy's definitely a demon or something, right? Like.
I don't even remember him. Who?
When he's like, these are my old phones here. They don't work.
And he kept breathing heavily. I hated that. Every other word was like,
oh, yeah.
I hated that. Hated that. I almost wrote down, like, hate that.
Yeah. Whoa, you almost wrote something about this movie to share on the pod?
Yeah, because I was so frustrated. Because I was like, why is it so bad? Why? The consistency is bad. It's all bad. It's just bad.
When's the last time we had someone write something down for the pod? That's pretty good. I think Hannah's the only one that does that at this point, right?
I take notes, although I've been slacking.
Now, Ashley.
Whoa, talk to MTD.
You take notes? Man, I haven't taken notes since like episode 7. I've been note free, proudly note free. I keep the notes right here in the brain. See, and that's why our podcast is way better.
It was so bad. It's just a bad movie.
Okay, so I mean, should we come back for the sequels then? 976
There's
Evil
a sequel?
2. Oh, there's like 2 or 3 sequels.
Oh,
wait,
really?
No, like wait.
Yeah, they go into the '90s because. When I was in high school, they would advertise this on pay-per-view. It'd be like, all right, 76 Evil. And I'd always be like, let's call 976 Evil. I should have did that to MTD. Really ran
that
phone bill.
Yeah, there should have been like an actual, like.
Ashley, you don't remember the days when there was like 1-900 numbers and you would call the 1-900. You weren't allowed to call the 1-900 numbers.
Yeah, no.
You were not.
I'm trying to imagine a world where I would do that in high school. And then MTD come on and be like, I got a $600 phone bill, and I'd be like, I don't know. I was calling Cleo. I need to know what my future looked like.
Wait, what are the sequels called? 976. I just see 976 Evil. Is there an okay? Evil 2. Okay, that's 1992.
Okay.
And Leonard is in it again. And then 3 came out in. Never. Wait.
Who's Leonard? Is he Spike?
I don't know who that is. I don't see a 3.
Maybe there's not a 3. I don't know. There's 976 Evil, though, because they had good commercials.
Yeah, 976 Evil 2 is Leonard. Yeah, that's Leonard. And it's, is it a prequel?
Yeah, there's just 2.
Okay, so.
But 976 Evil 2 was by a different director.
So do you think it's good? It has a 2 out of 5 on.
We should. We have to do the second one so we can see which director did it better.
Oh, my gosh.
But also the cinematography is probably better because from the 80s to the 90s, like things just got so much better. And then from the 90s to the 2000s, things really got better. But do you know what I mean? Like picture.
We just watched
a
movie from 2025 that would beg to differ.
What do you mean?
What was that? What was that?
What?
Snow White?
The Pickleball Exorcist.
Oh, yeah. The Pickleball
Exorcist. There's a movie called The Pickleball Exorcist. That's yes. clearly an indie film.
It's fantastic.
It's great. It's great.
The Pickleball Exorcist. Are you sharing your screen?
Yeah. Here we go.
That's the original.
No, this is part two. Oh, no. This is the original.
It's 976 Evil 2.
Okay, then. This one, then.
Vestron Video presents for April two new features. Reduce prices on our best-selling comedy videos. And reduce prices on the National Geographic series. Evil has a new number.
I like how she just waits on it to hear.
And the devil has found a new way to reach out and kill someone.
Oh, they suck you into the TV?
That also, okay. It looks a lot like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, I'm not, I want to check back into that. Actually looks better than what we just watched.
I'm looking at the Pickleball Exorcist.
I want to see that now.
A great movie, hilarious.
Kristen doesn't know it yet, but I'm walking upstairs and we're watching 976 Evil 2.
Ooh.
That's not happening.
Can I join?
No.
What if it's better?
No.
Troy, you're so funny. Troy doesn't say much, but when he does.
When he does, it's inappropriate and awkward.
And we get banned.
Can I?
Don't worry, Ashley's feeling.
Can I join? No. Please don't.
Ashley's going to send a request. We're going to start doing like cards beforehand, and she's going to request not to be on an episode with Troy.
I just want a good movie. Like, I know it's meant to be torture, but this really is torturous.
Well,
it's
okay,
in our
Ashley,
podcast name.
You. If you could pick the next movie you want to watch, what are you picking?
That goes along with the theme of it being like slightly torturous.
Just a movie you'd think we should do. We did your dumb terrorist movie, Beautician and the Beast.
It's an amazing film.
We had to suffer through Scream 4.
I love Scream 4.
Yeah, you act like you've done nothing but bad movies recently. You did.
Those weren't recent. Like Scream 4 was recent, but Beautician and the Beast was like 7 months ago, maybe.
Yeah, you got to come on the show more.
That's true. I do have to come on the show.
Yeah.
Wait,
we
got to
get your brother on too. We got to get your brother.
Oh yeah, he wants to come on. Maybe we should do something like a campy. Let me talk to my brother and see like what we used to watch as kids. We used to watch.
Oh, you could do Sleepaway Camp 1.
Jurassic World is 2.5 hours.
No. But we used to. No, wait, listen. We used to watch a fake Jurassic Park movie. Like, it wasn't Jurassic Park, but it was about two siblings getting stuck in a theme park that has live. That has live dinosaurs. And I have the DVD of it somewhere because I don't have a DVD player, but you can't get it anywhere else. I'm actually going
to
ask him
What's the name of it? I'll find it for you and I'll send it to you. Here's what I want to do.
I don't know.
I want to do the Josh Brolin classic, Jonah Hex, from 2010. It's got Megan Fox in it.
Yep.
And this movie's attractive to me because its runtime is 1 hour and 21 minutes.
Really? That's
What's it called? What is it called?
Jonah Hex. He's a cowboy.
I've heard that was supposed to be a really big movie, I think. I don't
An
know.
Hour 21. That's not counting credits. I think if you add the credits, I bet this movie's hour 16.
I think it was meant to be a really big movie, was it?
It's a bomb. MTD.
It did bomb. Okay.
It made $10 million on a budget of 47.
Wow. Ooh. It really. Yeah, it has a lot of stars in it.
Yeah, we need to do that one. That would be a good one to kick off September with. Oh my gosh. Ashley, would you sign up for this one?
Yeah, I would watch that because it's interesting to watch big budget movies that flop so intensely. Do you know what I mean? Like I would definitely with such big actors.
Yeah.
We should do a 9/11 movie.
I don't understand why it says Cinemax. I mean, I thought Max had all the movies. There's another app with Cinemax?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Who just said a 9/11 movie? Was that Troy?
Oh, my God. We're not doing 9/11.
What's wrong with you? Like,
it's September.
Why did you just say, we're talking, did you just say, we're close? Troy, you're
He's
like,
gonna get us
you
canceled.
Are in six, 976 Evil.
So this movie, let's get to the nuts and bolts of this movie. There's not much happening. I mean, Evil Ed becomes evil and he starts killing
also,
people.
Why is hell frozen?
Oh, because didn't they say whole, something about hell freezing ice. Over or something?
Yeah, he's like,
but
see,
he
I told you it was
to
frozen
hell at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's weird.
It's called. Okay, wait. Can I just say something about the dinosaur movie? I wrote, what's the name of the fake Jurassic Park movie we watched as kids about the kids getting lost in the park with dinosaurs and the big burger scene? Philip goes immediately, my brother. I don't know what you're talking about. You've gone insane. There's no such movie. Actually, never mind. Lost in Dinosaur World, 1993.
Okay, I'm looking. It's called Lost in Dinosaur World. Mm-hmm. I love how people listen to us and they just hear us talk about other movies.
I know. That's so true.
That's his torture.
But that's the movie that's my brother's going to come on. Okay.
Well, we got to find it first.
Yeah, we
it's
have to
not,
find
I can't,
it.
Where's it at? It's not on my site that I get movies from. So is Jonah Hex on there, though? Jonah Hex has got to be on the site.
It's got to be. It's a big enough movie.
Yeah, it's a big enough movie. But Lost in Dinosaur World, I don't know where we'd find that at.
Well, I have the first 30 minutes of it on YouTube, so maybe. Oh, wait. Is this the whole movie? It's only 30 minutes?
Oh, we got to do
the
a
whole movie. Okay,
I'll do a movie longer than 30 minutes.
No. I'll send it to you.
Okay, then we got to do a bonus episode with this, because we generally like to spend 2 hours talking about bad movies. I'm just kidding.
No, we're going to do
2 hours.
One. We like to spend an hour talking about everything else in 5 minutes on the bed.
I honestly think I'm going to watch this when I cook dinner after we record this episode because it's like nostalgic for me. Okay, that's the movie. We have to set it up.
Okay, 30 minutes. It's a 30-minute movie. Somebody, MTD says 40 minutes. Sure, 40 minutes.
It's 27 minutes. I have it right here.
Well, what's MTD talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, on the IMDb weird scale, if we were ranking Troy 1 to 10, where does he rank on the weird scale?
10. 10, 10.
Oh, yeah, like a 10.8.
He's a 10. He's 40. I'm ranking him 20. He's bust the scale out. The scale's gone.
Yes.
Troy, say something not weird.
Then that's not
you
me.
Can't.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish he would have just said, like, pickles, like, something.
Oh, my gosh. But you are Evil Ed in this movie, though. Like, you got probably the fingernails. You're clawing them.
Let me see your fingernails.
He doesn't.
I bite them, so I'd bite them. I bite my neck. What?
You bite. I hate bitten nails. My brother bites his nails, too. I hate them.
I bite mine when I'm just bored and I'm just thinking about stuff.
I don't, but I opened a collagen.
Yours are so pointy. You look like a vampire.
But these are short for me right now. These are actually really short for my nails.
I feel like you could commit murder with those things, man.
Those would be like perfect back scratching nails.
They are. And head scratching nails. Yeah, they are.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what we're talking about.
Do we have anything else on this movie? I mean, really.
It's just such a bad movie.
No, it's garbage.
What?
Okay, when Ed wants to race Spike on his little motorcycle and he just wipes out and hits the fence, that was pretty funny.
Oh, that was pretty funny. I will say that was one of my favorite things. I felt sorry for him in the beginning. At the beginning, I'm like, is Evil Ed going to be a good guy in this movie? I felt sorry for him because he seemed pitiful.
His mom was kind of evil.
Well, he was a weird dude. You're right. He is kind of like Troy.
That's what I'm saying.
I can make a movie like that.
You could
Troy
be in the new
Troy has made a movie like Troy has like 18 movies on his laptop of him being evil.
Oh my gosh! When Troy's at home alone, he pulls like the lightsaber out, pretends he's in Star Wars. He's like,
he's the Star Wars kid from like that. Early, like, teen 90s.
That was so sad. Yeah. He's the Star Wars kid. I remember that video. That made me sad.
Troy is the Star Wars kid.
I got cats. They keep me company.
I love cats. Don't you dare knock cats. I love cats.
He threw some cats in the bonfire the other night.
You have kittens?
No, he didn't.
How many?
Yeah, I got kittens.
What'd he do?
I did not. What'd you say he did? Brad said I threw kittens. Brad said I threw cats in the bonfire the other night.
Don't joke like that, Brad. I did not like that joke. I'm a comedian and I don't like that joke.
I'll show you the kittens after we record.
Yay.
Oh my gosh.
this episode is so bad. We're not talking about anything.
We're talking about
Here's the problem with 976 Evil. I watched it like 3 weeks ago, so I'm trying to remember it. It's not the easiest movie to remember. I was sad when they killed Tanya Haddix, though. I was sad when they killed Tanya. I'm like, there goes Tanya, former employee of the Hopecast Network, now
for
dead.
Like an hour and a half.
I'm still mad that she won't like return any of my messages.
Is she in jail? Or I thought
no,
she was in
she's
jail.
Not in jail. She's got her own Instagram. She's doing her thing, man. She's up. She's out there.
Is she going to jail?
What if Tanya was like, I don't like them anymore, and she ghosted us?
She never really liked me. I mean, we never met, but every time she came on an episode that I was on, she would like say hello to everybody, but not me. And maybe it's because she just didn't notice that I was there. But like, she would make a point of being like, "Hi, Brad. Hi, da, 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 da." And then like,
so it'd be like me coming on, going, "Hey, Troy. Hey, Jacob."
Yeah.
And then not saying hey to you. Oh my gosh. Well,
but Brad doesn't
gone,
do that.
So we ain't got to worry about it. We'll replace Tanya Haddix with another crazy chimp lady. We'll find her somewhere. Anything else, Troy? What else? Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, you're
excited.
Our little monkey. Troy's our pet monkey.
I'm not throwing feces or anything.
I like how he said feces and not poop. I would have just said poop.
I would have said
the other
one.
Poop makes the joke funnier. Feces is not a funny word.
Yeah,
okay,
it's a funny word.
Anything else on this movie, Jacob? You got any good reviews on this movie?
There's no way.
No, you could solve this whole movie.
Oh, wait, I have good reviews. Jacob has bad reviews.
That's
this whole movie could be solved in 10 seconds. You just don't pick up the phone.
But also, like, why did they choose to continue? Like, it was also weird that, like, the cool dude at the high school was, like, dialing this 1-800 number. And his aunt hated him so much for no reason.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't understand any of this movie.
And no human being in the world keeps milk uncovered in the refrigerator.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
It made no sense.
Before we get to reviews, I do want to say Jacob did not like the movie Sinners, Ashley.
Wait, really? I want to see it, and it looks amazing.
I don't want to see it.
That was a good one.
He's so dumb.
I love Michael B. Jordan.
So dumb.
I love Michael B. Jordan.
So dumb.
It's a little slow in the starting, but once everything starts happening,
I have a feeling I'm
going to
love it. I have a feeling I'm going to love it because Jacob and I rarely agree on movies.
No.
No, I think I'm going to love it. Really?
He says it's woke.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
Is it? But what does that mean? Because it takes place in, what, the 1800s?
No, like the 30s or 20s?
Is it the 30s or 20s or 1800s? Okay.
No, it's the 20s.
So what does that mean, woke, for the 19th? Like, I don't know what does that mean for back then?
It's
all black.
It's a politically driven movie.
Is it?
Is it?
It's a very politically driven movie.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
Yeah.
Well, that changes my mindset. But I'm still going to see it at some point because I do love Michael B. Jordan as an actor. I also love that lead actress. I don't remember her.
Haley Steinfeld,
right? She just got married, but I think she's really great too. So I do want to see the movie, but now I'm going to go into it with like what you're saying and see if that's the case. But I don't know. I feel like Michael B. Jordan rarely does a bad movie. So now I'm kind of like upset.
Fantastic Four. Good.
Oh, you're right. That was a terrible one. That was so
long
ago.
Oh, we should watch that one.
10 years.
We should do that one for movie torture.
Which one?
The Fantastic Four.
Brad's like answer. Like
I was looking at reviews. I was listening to you say Michael B. Jordan rarely does a bad movie.
And
he was zoned out. He's done.
I love Michael B. Jordan. No, that really upsets me. Let's see. I have a feeling I'm going to like it because you and I never like the same movie.
Me and you, we like it. Oh, come on.
You are not going to like it.
Okay.
you'll be
now
disappointed.
Now you got to watch it. We got a challenge. You got to watch
it. Yeah, I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to text you. I'm going to be like, I will see if you're right or not. I'll be on it. I'll be completely honest
Ashley,
with you.
It's 2 hours and 17, though. You're going to invest 2 hours
Wait,
17?
It is?
Yeah, that's why I'm not doing it.
Wait, that's really long.
Yeah. You got to. You got to.
It's worth it.
You should be one of those.
No, it's not.
Avant-garde comedians.
Yes, it is.
You should be one of those avant-garde comedians, Ashley, and just show up at a stand-up and just play 5 minutes of Sinners and just sit there and see if people like you. You can be like the Andy Kaufman of 2025.
I could be.
Do you even know who Andy Kaufman is?
I do know
is,
who first? Andy Kaufman
okay,
is.
Good.
I love.
I was about to say, me, MTD, and Jacob can't be the only ones that know Andy Kaufman on the show.
I've come to save the day.
Mighty Mouse? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Jacob, any bad reviews for this movie?
I found one that was worth mentioning because Ashley wrote it. It said, I had to force myself to finish this movie.
Oh my gosh.
I did write that. That sounds like me. I did have to force myself. It was just so...
I have one from our good friend Davey Dissonance. He gives it 4 stars on February 26, 2025.
Wait.
He says, nice movie. Don't re-release it. Make people angry. Tee-hee.
I don't know what that means.
What?
I don't either. I think he was having a stroke when he wrote that.
I do not.
Rainy Day wrote in 2019, saw this as a kid and it scared the crap out of me. Granted, rewatching it now, it's not that scary, but it's still creepy. Maybe it has to do with the memories I have as a kid. Yes, it's cheesy. Could have been better in areas, but it's still enjoyable. I love when people state it's not scary. Seriously, unless you're a kid, most horror movies aren't scary. Now she's scolding us. It still has more creativity and initiative or inventive visuals than the remakes. For its time, the special effects are pretty good. Oh, for its time. This and Pumpkinhead are my 80s movies guilty pleasures that I watch every Halloween. Thank you, Rainy Day.
Every Halloween.
Yeah, she's got a sad life. Rainy Day lives in a rainy day life. I do want to say this. I want to say this before we close. I'm texting with Ashley the other day, and I'm like, how you been? Like, what's going on? She's like, I've been in this fog. How you been? I said, I'm good. We just added Nina to the network. And then she goes, hold on. What did she say?
You don't text me, Brad.
Wait, but what did I say? Because I don't even remember. I think I still had a fever.
She said,
oh.
What's new? I feel like I've lost days. I said, we've added Nina, which is good. And then she goes, that's great. You seem down. And I said, I'm not down. Are you reading my text in my down voice? She said, yes, I guess I am.
You know, okay, no, I had the worst fever I've ever had, at least in my adulthood. I don't even know as a child if I don't get fevers often. So I don't remember as a kid having fevers. I don't remember, obviously, as a baby, maybe I did, whatever. I got the worst. I hallucinated. I slept the entire day of Sunday. Monday, I was woozy. Like, and we think I got food poisoning, but not the good kind where diarrhea came from it, unfortunately. So
that's
like,
a good kind.
Yeah, that's the best kind of food poisoning. Best kind. I love, like, thank you. I order raw chicken at restaurants just to feel alive. But like this was out of this world. I hallucinated. It was terrible. Like, I still honestly, I don't feel like I've fully recovered. But
I'm glad you recovered.
Yes, Brad and I, when did we text? Monday or Tuesday?
It was last week because I was laughing. I'm like, she must be reading this in my down voice and I'm not even down.
I literally asked you, did we talk?
Yeah. did Troy just say that's hot? I don't know. Did Troy just say that's hot? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes,
he did.
He did just say that.
Troy did just get banned from the show, man. New recording time will be when Troy will be logging in and be like, they're not here. And I'm like, yeah, we're not. Let's change the invite.
We're not there. No.
Movie torture, yes. Or movie gold? Guess what?
Torture.
Ashley, movie torture. Movie.
Absolute torture. Oh, absolute
Ashley,
torture.
Ashley, we got a new rating scale though. If we have a good movie, it's gonna be double gold.
Yeah, if it's really good, we say extremely double good. That's extremely good.
Okay, like, this was extremely bad though. So
like the stupid's double gold.
I don't think I watched it.
The Brothers Solomon.
Jake, movie torture, movie gold. Yeah, Brothers Solomon.
This one, I actually gave it a bronze. It wasn't torture because it was so bad it made me laugh that it was just comical.
Yeah, there were moments of that.
It was a bronze.
I don't issue these very often, but I'm giving this a movie bronze. I usually stick to the gold or torture, but this movie's in between. I actually want to see 976 Evil 2 now by just watching the clip. It looks way better. So I really want to watch it. That's on our to-do list.
Fine, but also the movie I just texted you that's on YouTube.
Yeah, we're going to watch your dinosaur movie. I'll send it to you. Too.
Lost in Dinosaur World. Yeah.
We're going to watch your cute you can come watch along your cute, if you like, but your cute little dinosaur
sweet.
Movie. We're going to watch
27 minutes.
Oh, that's a lot of my life.
And that includes credits, I bet.
And if you play it on 2x speed, it'll be done in 15.
Oh yeah, Hannah watches them on 2x. For one liner, for Ashley, for Jacob, my name is Brad. Make sure you like our show, subscribe, follow us. Thank you, Hubcast.
Don't judge us based on this episode. Yeah.
Follow Ashley on Locks of Laughs. Follow Troy
on Tinder, Bumble.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you're scaring them away. Follow Troy.
Sorry.
And Jacob, my name is Brad. We'll see you next time. And for MTD, who just said bye, all.